Good morning and welcome to Peace. Great to have all you guys here, especially good to have Ethel Post's family here. It's lovely to have everyone for the big birthday. Just a few announcements before we get started. We have Tables of Peace coming up this Wednesday. Everybody's coming together here at the church for a big potluck. But it's going to be an exciting one because we will be gathering feedback from the congregation on certain ministry partners out in the community and who we want to partner with. So if you'd like to have a voice with that, come to Tables of Peace, have some yummy food, and give us your feedback, and we'll pass all that along to the budget committee. Second announcement I've got is the joint men's breakfast down at Zion. That's this Saturday. It's a great time for the men of all the different congregations to get together and share fellowship, and we'll be having a great presentation from a pastor down in Eugene telling us, you know, kind of the neat work he's doing down there. Next Sunday is Reformation Sunday. It's tradition of the church that everybody wears red, so I want to see a sea of red out here. Yes, please. All Saints Day is the Sunday after that. It's a time for us to remember those who have died in the past year and remember them here at church. So if you'd like that name to be remembered here, please pass it along to Callie and she'll get you sorted out with that. If you can't tell, Pastor's not here. I'm the one up here doing all of this. He'll be back this Friday. That's on the 25th of October. If anything comes up between now and then, reach out to me or one of the elders here and we'll get you guys sorted out. I think we have a few more announcements from other people.
So the popcorn has come. So if you ordered popcorn, I'll be in the fellowship hall after church and you just give me your name and then I can get you your popcorn.
Hey, thank you. Ellen?
I just want to let you know that we had a very successful blood drive on Friday. We got 41 units of blood, which can help 123 people. And so that was wonderful. I want to thank everybody that brought cookies. They were very well received by the people who donated. There are a lot of comments on they come here always because of the good cookies we provide. And instead of going to the firehouse or someplace like that, you know, they know, they've scoped them all out. They know where the good stuff is. So it really does make a difference. And for all those who helped and the prayers that we had, it was very successful. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Ellen. Jim?
Just a reminder on the church directory to check over what's out there. If you need a new picture and you have one, you can send it to Carol or me. Yeah, or Carol will take pictures if you need a fresh one. So, and make sure everything's updated. There's some sheets there with that you can do some information on if you need to update some stuff. So just trying to remind you, going to try to get that done 1st of November. So that's what we're shooting for.
And Kate?
I am accepting basket donations today and throughout the week. If you want to just leave them at the church or if you want to call me, I can come and pick them up. Thank you.
All right, and as always, guys, we're very excited to have everyone here. Any other announcements that you guys think we've missed, they'll be up here on the slideshow before service. Callie does a wonderful job putting that together. And we also have a few announcements in the back of the bulletin as well. Again, Callie does a spectacular job. At this time, I'd like to invite the choir up here for our choral opening, The Faith to Carry On.